Blog Talk Radio.
Now you know.
Yeah. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to the debut of Now You Know. It's a new show starting today. And your host, Nikki, is going to come up in 2 seconds. But let me just tell you, I'm your engineer coming to you from St. Thomas. And Nikki's coming to you from Jamaica. Go ahead, Nikki.
Hi, Etienne, my engineer extraordinaire. Thank you so
Thank you.
Much.
You're welcome.
This is very exciting. You can say you never know. That means you can say you never knew.
Okay.
And
okay.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Now
yes,
you know.
Ma'am.
Now
yes,
you know. And this is the
I didn't
new
know how to spell it, but
now
I know.
You know. Now you know. And this is really, really exciting because this is our very first show. Yay! I'm so excited.
Our very first, only for now show. But every Monday at 6:30, we'll be back. Willen.
We will be back. We
yes,
will be
ma'am.
Back. And so I'm just going to tell everyone what this show is about, Etienne.
Sure.
What do you think? Yes.
Go ahead. I want to know too.
Well,
I never
you want to know. Yes.
I
and then
know.
And you'll know. Well, this show is about applying the Word of God to your life.
Okay.
So we always say that we know the Word of God, but how many people are really doing it? How many people are really living it? So many
mm-hmm.
people are going to church and they read their Bibles. But a lot of people call Christians hypocrites. So
Uh-oh.
This show is going to help us not to be hypocrites.
Okay.
We are going to learn how to apply the Word of God. We are going to live the Bible in our everyday lives. And it's so hard these days because there is the world view and there is the Christian view. And it seems that they both oppose each other. And so we
wow.
know... We are going to have to learn how to live this out in a world that sometimes is against us. And it's hard.
Well, Nikki,
it's pretty hard.
Nikki, before you go any further, let's just clarify for the audience. What do we mean by the word hypocrite? Because that comes from the Greek name of hypocrite.
It's a Greek. Yes,
yes.
It actually means actor. It means you're fake. You're
uh-huh.
just playing it.
Yes.
So that means that if we are being hypocrites, that means we're playing church. We're acting
yeah.
it out. We're
yeah.
acting like we love Jesus and we're following him, but we are not actually doing so.
We're
and we
saying
really
one thing.
Need and
I'm
doing
sorry.
Another.
Yes, there
yes,
you go.
It's like,
you finish the
exactly.
sentence. Yes.
Say what I, do what I say, but not
yes.
do as I do because I'm doing the wrong thing. And we
yes.
can't do that. That is not living for Christ. So we're going to learn on this show about
All
living
right.
for Christ. But first,
Good.
Before we get into anything, one of the first things we must do, Etienne,
Say
is pray.
All right, already.
Pray every day. Pray
All right,
always.
Already.
So you ready to pray?
I'm ready to pray.
You ready? All right.
You're
Dear God,
pray.
We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have started this new show. Lord, I thank you for Etienne, who is so available to you and to bring your word over the internet, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. You are a mighty God, and we know that you are going to do mighty things through this show, Lord God. Lord, let us not just hear your word, but do it, Lord God. Let us live for you, Lord God, and be mindful of your word, Lord God, and your ways. Let us be in your will and find refuge under your wings, Lord God, because it's all about you, Lord God. And this show is to glorify you, Lord, and to big you up, Lord God. to show the world that you are our King. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
And amen and amen.
Amen.
Where there are two together speaking to God, He is there among us. All
yes,
right about that.
Where two or three are gathered.
Well,
he's
tell you
there.
What. It was two, now it's three. We have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and
already,
find
I'm
out
so
who
excited.
The caller is. Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, caller. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I know who this is. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you listen to you. Whoa. You know, there
well,
is
minute.
No coincidence with God.
It's
wait
like
minute,
Jamaica's mom at the end.
Excuse me. 1 minute. I don't know. I want to know. Now I never knew.
No,
who am I listening
now you
to?
Know.
This is my
you
Jamaican mom.
Is.
I'm New York mom. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm in Jamaica. She's in New York. This is my New York mom, Jocelyn.
Oh.
I think you know her as Jay.
Jay. All right.
The one.
Jay,
the,
how
yeah,
you doing,
the
girl?
One. I'm the New York mom. She's the New York daughter who said to my to Pastor Cohalt, I came to shut her up. When I kept inviting her to come to church, and it was God's doing, you know. There is
yes.
absolutely no coincidence with
oh,
God.
Yes. Yes.
He put
oh,
people
yes.
in our lives for a reason, for a season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
He sure
oh,
does.
ATN, thank you. Thank you so much, ATN, for
oh,
hooking her
you.
Up with this.
Yeah, thank you. You got the ball rolling.
Yes,
well,
you did.
Both of you are doing the work of the Lord and sharing
yes.
it, spreading it,
oh, yes.
and I hope that many people will benefit from it.
Oh, thank
and
you so much for calling in. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we
yes.
adopted
Jocelyn,
you.
You have to tell us, what do you think about not just hearing the word, but doing it? Because that is our title today. Don't just hear it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but that, I agree with that 100%. It's one thing to say, oh, I love God, and I'm doing His work. But He said we must go into all the world. Jesus
yeah.
said we must go into all the world and preach the gospel. So we must share the love of God with others in
yes.
not just in words, but in action also.
Oh yeah.
And we must do for others what we
yes.
what
yes,
God has
must.
Done for us. So that is
yes.
what. Not just hearing the word is about, but doing it also to please God.
And you know what
Amen.
To say about action?
Others to Him.
Action speaks louder than words.
Yes, that's an old saying that is absolutely true. It's
yes.
okay to tell somebody, oh, I love you, but to show the person that you love
yes.
them means
yes.
a whole lot more.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean bringing flowers or chocolates
no.
or anything like that. The simplest little things. And to show love to strangers. That
yes.
is what
yes.
we are supposed to do in the teaching of the Word of God.
May I share with
Amen.
You a minute? A lesson I learned from my mom that I didn't know was not universally accepted. Here in St. Thomas, we live on a hill. Many times tourists will come up one side of the hill looking for the Jewish synagogue, which is just two blocks, well, not even two blocks, two houses down from our house.
Down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. going down the hill. But because of the humidity and the temperature, many of the tourists will be red hot and burning over. My mom would say, oh, come on in, sit down a while, have some lemonade or a glass of water or whatever it was. And she would invite him in, and I didn't know who they were. And mom, who's that? Oh, they're just tourists. Well, I thought everybody did that, and thought that's how it was for everybody in this world. But so learned differently that not everybody cherished having another person and helping another person and doing for another person. So that was
right.
a rude awakening for me when I learned that. I guess where I learned
yes.
that in New York City.
In New York.
I was in high school in New York. Yes, yes, yes.
That's
cold-blooded,
great.
As they used to say, cold-blooded.
Well, I am so thrilled that this is happening. I kept
yes.
looking at the time. I can't make sure I came in on time so I could look at it. And I said, wow, look at how this came about. So I'm
yes.
going to get off the phone so that
okay.
you all can continue to
Thank
have
you.
The conversation, and I hope
Good.
That many people will hear it and will continue to follow you. God bless you both.
No problem. Thank you very much. God bless you,
New York mom.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling
in. You know what? You know what, Nikki? I'm not going to let
her
stay out there by herself. I'm going to adopt her as like my New York mom, too.
Oh, good. No, you'll be my brother, my New York brother.
I know. I'm laughing because I think she's younger than I am.
Oh, wow. Well, with God, all things are possible.
With God, everything is possible. All right, there you go.
And talking about that Bible verse, Etienne, there's a Bible verse that we're using today. It's James 1:22, and it says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." And I think that's an amazing Bible verse that we should really live by. You know, today I was just doing some research because that one Bible verse, there's so much to it. There's a lot of meat to it. So I want to chew on it because the word also says to taste and see that the Lord is good. So I wanted to chew on it because that's the word meditate also. When we're meditating, we chew on the word. And I looked up for commentaries on this Bible verse, and I found one on Bible Hub. It's the Barnes Notes on the Bible. Now, they use the King James Version, which said, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Obey the gospel, and do not merely listen to it." Now, this is what Barnes Notes said, and I think this is very important, and we should really hear what they're saying right now and actually apply it. It says this: deceiving your own selves. It is implied here that by merely hearing the word but not doing it, they would deceive their own souls. So they're actually deceiving themselves when they're not actually doing the word. The nature of this deception was this, that they would imagine that that was all which was required, whereas the main thing was that they should be obedient. If a man supposes that by a mere punctual attendance on preaching or a respectful attention to it, he has done all that is required of him, he is laboring under a most gross self-deception. And yet there are multitudes who seem to imagine that they have done all that is demanded of them when they have heard attentively the word preached. Of its influence on their lives and its claims to obedience, they are utterly regardless. I really, really loved reading this because it stuck to me. The thing is, a lot of us are in church, Etienne, and listeners, we are in church and we are praying and we are reading the word, but we are not living the word. And it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy in this world to actually live it out. But we cannot follow what everyone else does. We have to be God pleasers and not man pleasers. We have to focus on God and not focus on man. We need to draw close to Him. We need to seek God at all times, in all things, because we need to know that his wisdom will carry us through, because we cannot live for the world's wisdom, which is deception in itself, where God's wisdom is vast. It's so much more important than anything else that the world's wisdom would offer us. So it's a way of living. It's a way of being. And so we can't just be in church, but we have to be the church. You get what I'm saying, Etienne? Oh,
I like how you put it. Etienne. Not just,
you must have been meditating on the word. I'm like, are you still there?
I'm here. Yes.
On the word. I like that because it seems like you're thinking about it.
Yes, I was. I had it mute. Because I was orphaned at the time, but I came to life. Yes, but yes, we have to be able to put our words into action for it to have any meaning. Because just saying something doesn't necessarily convey the meaning behind the words. Say what you do or do what you say. It's quite a difference.
Exactly.
Same words, but different meaning. And it's the meaning that counts, not just the words.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And right now, I think we should invite our listeners to call in, if they would like, at 657-383-1766. That's 657-383-1766. Also, you can just send us a comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ You Can't Say You Never Knew. That's facebook.com/ You Can't Say You Never Knew. Because now you know.
Hey, that music is getting to me. Can we play another 30 seconds of it?
Sure, go right ahead. It's by Claudius England from Jamaica.
Oh, okay. Let me find it now. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, there we go.
Found it?
I have it, but here we go.
Now you
know. Now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know.
I love it.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the king.
Yeah. People have to have in front of them someone like you, someone like me, someone who would preach the word to them. And hopefully when they put their action and their thoughts and their communication together, then they will know. Then they will connect.
Yes,
but to just
yes.
hear the music and say, "Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about," and they walk away, that's not convincing anyone at all.
Exactly.
That they really know.
And that's about the words too. We need to know. We need to find people who are deep in the word to actually explain it to us. Just like you'd probably need me or another Jamaican to explain the song that you can't say you never know is you can't say you never knew that Jesus Christ are the King is that Jesus Christ is the King. You know, sometimes we need people to translate the Bible for us.
Yes, exactly.
And, well, interpret it for us.
Yes.
So that
Hold
we can
thought.
Understand. And not, I'm sorry?
Hold the thought. 1 minute. Hold the thought. Because
yes.
I'm getting the feeling that I'm going to be in trouble because a minute a while ago, I said I adopted your New York mom as my New York mom, and she's back on the line. Let's hear what she has to say.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Jay. Jay, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
I'm back.
Yes, I know.
I'm back, and the reason is because listening to what you were saying, Nikki, and this would be a very good time for Christians to sit back and think about what God says about not being just hearers of the word, but doing. This is Holy Week. This is when we reflect on the sacrifice that Jesus made for us.
Oh yes.
You know, the ones who have been sinners from day one. And it's time look what Jesus did.
We have all been sinners. We have all sinned and we've fallen short of the glory of God.
Exactly. Yes. So it's time for us to not just reflect and, it's Palm Sunday or it's Easter Sunday coming, but let's reflect on what Jesus did for us. I mean, can you think of going to a cross and dying for somebody that you don't even know so that they could have everlasting life? So this Holy Week would be a good time for us as Christians
to reflect.
So that's my call back to you, okay? So
thank you
very
is
much.
So important.
You,
that
Mom.
Is a great reminder.
Yes.
Thanks,
yes.
Jocelyn.
And it's not just tradition. Let's not just make it tradition. Okay, we're going to church the Palm Sunday. We're going to church Monday, Thursday. We're going to church Good Friday, and then Easter Sunday. And then when it's all over, what? what? We see somebody in need and we don't speak to them, we don't share, we don't help. That's not what Jesus was all about. All along the way, he stopped to help those that were in need. He cleansed the leper. He gave sight to the blind. He did all of that. And then what was his thanks? He was put on a cross and he was crucified. And listen, he was living as a human being. And he said that night to his father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me.
Yes.
Nevertheless,
yes.
not as I will, but thy will be done. Goodbye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Justin.
Thank you for that. And that is so important, Eddie, and I'm so glad that Justin called in to remind
me
that this is Holy Week.
Yes.
And this is the week leading up. We had the Passover, where we celebrate the Passover, where from in Egypt days, where the Israelites were there, that the blood of the Lamb was put on their posts and the angel of death passed over. But now we celebrate that not only we had the blood of the Jesus, God's precious Lamb who died for us. God's precious Lamb died for us. He shed his blood for us. He willingly gave up his life for us. But we also celebrate on Easter Sunday his resurrection, because he rose again. And now because of that, we have eternal life. And that is so important. And that's how we should live for eternity and not just for the temporal, because the temporary things, the material things will just go. They're going
fade
to
away.
Rot. They're going to go away.
Fade away. Exactly.
But everything that God offers lasts for a lifetime and beyond. So we need to have our focus on him, on who he is and what he does in our lives. And that's why we must also just focus on his will. And
talking
that's
about
one of the
focus.
Reasons why we're doing this show.
Yes.
Yes.
Talking
we
about
should,
focus. Let me just share for a moment a little bit about one of his disciples who was not quite focused. He said he was Jesus' disciple. He was the number one disciple. In fact, when the Jesus walked on water, he invited Peter to come and join him, and Peter said, no, I can't, I can't. Didn't have any trust in God. He finally went out and then, help me, Jesus, I'm falling. When he needed help, he called on Jesus, but he didn't believe and trust in God. He didn't put his action into, his belief into action.
Well, He started out by getting out of the boat and actually focusing, but then he took his eyes off Jesus and started focusing on the storm, and that's when he started falling.
Yeah.
But Jesus
the
was
other part,
there to offer his hand to him and pull him out.
Exactly. And the other part of it is when Jesus was arrested and he was taken to the courtroom, Peter denied him. Not once, not twice, but three times. And then it finally hit him that Jesus already told him that before the cock crows three times, you're going to deny me.
Yeah.
Peter woke up and started to do what he should have done from the beginning. This is Jesus. I have nothing
to fear. But it took a while. It took Jesus, when he rose from the dead, he actually went back to Peter.
Yes.
And this was the important part here. Jesus said to Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, I phileo you. And phileo, the Greek is so much more rich than the English language because it has so many different meanings for love. And what Jesus was waiting to see if he'd say, I agape you, which is unconditional love. But Peter was saying, well, I have brotherly love for you, which is phileo, where Philadelphia comes from, the city of brotherly love. And so, you know, Jesus asked him that three times. And it's what's interesting is three times Peter denied Jesus.
Denied.
But Jesus came back and asked him three times, do you love me? And he told him to feed his sheep. And then he also told him, along with the other disciples, that they should wait for the helper. And so they were in that upper room. And they stayed there and they waited for the Holy Spirit to come. And when the Holy Spirit came
in,
Peter was emboldened. You know, he was empowered to go out and preach to 3,000 people. And the 3,000 people were hearing what those other folks, there are 120 people in that upper room. And they started speaking in all these different languages. And they're like, how could they do this?
Yes.
And those people got saved. Those 3,000 got saved and they got baptized. And so it is important to note that we don't just do by ourselves. We also have the Holy Spirit to be with us, to help us to be doers of the word.
Yes.
You know, we are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us. I'm so glad you brought that up, Etienne. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That was a good point.
Yeah.
And
you can't say you never knew
because now you know. And one of the other things we need to know, you know, we spoke about being deceived in James 1:22, but the master of deception is Satan. He's been deceiving people from the beginning of time. You know, I was listening to Francis Chan earlier. He's one of my favorite Bible teachers. And he was saying that the devil doesn't really care if we go to church and, you know, and sit down there and take in the word and do nothing with it. He's like, fill up the churches, no problem. Now, when we are a threat to the enemy is when we are actually living out the word, when we are doing the word, when we're actually moving the way God said to move, we're following the Holy Spirit, we are being led by God. That's when the Holy Spirit gets really afraid, because he fears us. That's why he wants to come against us all the time. But if we're just in church, you know, and we're like, oh, yeah, we're in church, I feel so good, and we're proud of that, and I could be in the choir, and I could be in so many ministries. Actually, you could be a pastor in the pulpit, and you are not living for God. The enemy doesn't care about that. We are not a threat if we do that. But when we actually live for God, that is when we have the power to do things that we can't even imagine, because the Holy Spirit is with us, and that's what we must seek after. You know, we must just get that word in us and live out the word, and we must be the word to the people. As a missionary, one of the greatest things that I face in inner city Jamaica is that people don't trust Christians. So now I have to show them something that's opposite of what they've seen of Christianity. I have to show them that I really care for them, that I love them. I have to show them the love of God. And there are times that I fail, but God still loves me and God loves them, and he allows me to go on with them, and he will again show me where I've gone wrong, because I need to repent. Because repentance is a big part of this, and repentance is turning around from the wrong we have done, and we now need to start walking in his direction.
Yes.
Wow, Etienne, I can't believe it. We're coming near to the end of the show.
Yes, we are. We certainly are. We have we have about a minute left, yes.
We have about a minute left. Well, I hope others join us next week. Remember, you can call in. And you can write on our Facebook page. You can also listen to this, right, Etienne? You can listen
recorded.
To this after, because it's archived. Yes.
Yes, it's
please
archived.
Please let us know what you think. Come to our Facebook page. Let us know. We want to hear from you, because we want to make the show better. And we also want to know what you want to know, because we don't want you to say, oh, I never knew, because now you know. Right, Etienne?
That is correct. That is correct. I'm joking.
That's fine. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too,
and God bless everyone. We are going to sign off now with that song that you really love that's sticking to you right now, right?
Now you know.
You can't say you never know. A Jesus Christ are the King.